This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Section of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I so much appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're spending time with us, that you're engaged, involved, doing something. I always love when you do something. It makes me very happy when you do something. Anything. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, in the second hour, we're going to deal with the shooting that happened in my neck of the woods today. And not to criticize, chastise, hold up, you know, gun laws or anything like that, but really to go through the process that these people go through when this happens. And is there such thing as really your kids being 100% safe? Seriously. And anybody who tells you that you can keep your kids safe, any educator that tells you to keep your kids safe 100% of the time on school grounds is not telling you the truth. Okay? I mean, really simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being engaged, being involved, being just doing what you need to do so we can all have a better life. Anyway, you know, I've been making fun of and have been fun with the crew. What do they call it? The squad. I'm sorry. I call them the crew, the squad. And apparently Tlaib now, she's in the crosshairs, if you would. She asked the campaign for personal money, right? I mean, when you look at her messages, she wants money or wanted money to help with the personal, you know, debts and what have you, from her campaign. She felt like she deserved it or something. I don't know. So the House Ethics Committee now on Thursday, they released a trove of striking internal campaign communications sent in 2018 by Michigan Democrat Tlaib. It was Tlaib urgently requested money from her congressional campaign to defray personal expenses. Now, this could be a violation of federal law. The document dump was related to the committee's ongoing ethics probe. Now, listen. You know how they get in our case for everything? Tlaib's being investigated. AOC's being investigated. Katie Hill was being investigated. But where the scum? Figure that one out. The document dump was related to the committee's ongoing ethics probe in Tlaib. The panel said it's going to be expanded based on referral from the Office of Congressional Ethics, the OCE. And they went on to say that the Ethics Committee acknowledges for the first time on Thursday that there is also an investigation into Florida Democrat, Republican, Democrat Representative Alcee Hastings, also concerning a personal relationship with an individual employed in his congressional office. See, I was saying this before, but you guys were laughing at me. I'd laugh at me, too. I can't speak the English language, apparently. But, I mean, seriously, no. This runs rampant on the left. Are you serious? Relationships with individuals that they pay? They bonus if they do a good job, you know what I'm saying? Maybe. Text and emails released by the Ethics Committee. They show Tlaib frantically contacting members of her staff for financial help. In one April 2018 email, it was offered up as an exhibit to the Ethics Committee. Tlaib wrote that she was struggling financially right now and was sinking. She continued, "So I was thinking the campaign could loan me money, but Ryan said that the committee could actually pay me. I was thinking a one-time payment of about $5,000. Another email on April 4th, Tlaib wrote, "I'm just not going to make it through the campaign without a stipend. With the loss of a second income to lean back on," she wrote, "I'm requesting $2,000 per 2 weeks, but not exceeding $12,000. The cost of living stipend is going towards much-needed expenses due to campaigning that includes car maintenance, child care, and other necessities. Please let me know if I can proceed." She texted her future chief of staff, Ryan Anderson. She said, "Sorry for the early text, but do you think the campaign can still pay me a stipend until the general? I'm trying to get out of debt. I think we definitely afford to do so, but we need to really clearly define your time and space," Anderson responded, noting that the arrangement could arouse concern among the media. They wouldn't say a word. Who's fooling who? Or is it who's fooling whom? I don't even know. I don't care. It just gets better and better with these people. The law doesn't apply to them. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Right? Anyway. Don't you love it? All right, yeah. So, this whole, what is the crew? Again, I keep calling them the crew. Sorry. The squad. You look at the squad, think about this. Okay, again, AOC, Tlaib, Omar. Oh, and it used to be Katie, but she's gone now. Oh, then we have Presley. God, Elvis Presley must be rolling around his grave with that name. Tlaib's lawyer said that in August there was no evidence that she violated the law on purpose, that she violated the law on purpose. But what are these, what do these things call out? What do the text messages, emails call out? It sounds like she's having trouble, right? And she wants the committee to loan her money, but she doesn't want to do the work to get the money from her committee. Let's see if let's see what our buddy, the lieutenant, no, oh, the colonel. That's what I was trying to think of. Colonel Corey Duncan. Thanks. On the other side of the break, Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Joe Patino, your host, listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for being part of the solution, part of the process. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me just bring him on because I know you love having him on. We have a lot of fun when he's here. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week, kind of straighten us out, giving us the real scoop on what's going on. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure to appear, Joe, and I want to thank you and all of your loyal listeners for tuning in tonight. Pretty somber night out there in California.
It is. Thank you.
Once again, I want to send out all the prayers, just continue to pray for all the families, me and my family, Anna, and all of us. You know, it's just when these things happen, it doesn't matter where. It's a true it's a real tragedy. And let me say this before you really get into your rant about this. Going after the guns and taking the guns from you know, or you know, these gun advocates that's out here running their mouth, but that's not the answer. That's not what the situation is. That's not even what it is, and it's not even the mental health part of it. It's just, you know, when you have soft targets, this is what kind of stuff you're going to have happen. If you had someone there who was armed, it probably would, who knows, it might have deterred it or whatever, but it's just, no, before they get started, you know, it's just crazy. And here we go again. Yep. You're gonna have the same people out running their mouth. So, but yeah, I wanna, and also, it's just crazy. I'm just like speechless about it because I saw a lot of it early at night. I mean, even with the family, I mean, it's, so a lot of people are not used to this kind of stuff going on. I mean, when you come from places like New York, Baltimore, or places like that, Detroit, you understand. I mean, it's just a way of life. It's like living in Beirut. And pretty much when it happens to other people, when they're not in those type of areas or whatever, it's a complete tragedy. But if you live in any of those other places I just named, man, yeah, I mean, it's happening on a daily basis.
Oh,
and
sure.
It's pretty much a massacre. It's just in different parts of the city. That's all it is.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. You know, what's really funny is this is stuff you don't hear about anymore, right? Chicago this weekend, another 16 shot, 2 killed in one day over the weekend. I mean, was that plastered all over the place? Did we hear about that? Anybody hop on a plane?
How about Maryland? I mean, Baltimore reached 300 a day. Yep.
Really?
300 a day.
Wow.
Yep. 300 murders. And the mayor got on television the other day and said that he is outraged. I'm outraged at the way the violence is and everything. And I'm sitting there like, you're outraged? Okay. It's the community. The community has to bring and help us. Wait a minute. What? So while people out here working hard, and you're supposed to be the brains of this operation. So you're going to blame the community because you don't want to do your job. I said, I want to get into it in the second part because I really want people to hear about Elijah Cummings' wife, how she is playing the media, and she wants to run for her husband's seat. And I'm going to explain to you. I'm going to explain to you in the second part real quick about this woman and how people are easily manipulated, not just Democrats, but also Republicans also are easily manipulated. And also hoodwinked into believing these people and for running for office because on sympathy, not on merit, or not on somebody with a solution, but on with because I'm playing the sympathy role. You know, woe is me. Please pay me. And this and that. And the thing with this is Elijah Cummings' wife should be ashamed of herself because I'm going to tell you in the second half of the second segment is what that vile witch said yesterday about one of our past presidents, which she has no idea. And this is the thing. I hate when people say things about things they know nothing about. You know nothing about it, but you want to play the race card and the sympathy card. I'm going to say it in the second half about it because I got to get myself together because when she said this, I lost my mind. I just could not believe. But I lost my mind even more when Mayor Young said that it's the community's fault. So why? What are they paying you for? Well, and I'm not just focusing on Baltimore. I'm talking about all cities. All cities, New York, anywhere where these liberals run the show. And you notice, even with that tragedy out there today, and again, I want our hearts go out to all those families, and including yourself, Joe, because you out there also. Be safe. Wherever you go these days, especially with the holidays coming, I want everyone to stay vigilant. Stay vigilant. I don't care if you had to be packing, and you're not supposed to be packing. Somebody got to put a stop to this, because these soft targets are going to continue to get hit, because there's no one there to deter it. There's no deterrent.
Right. No, you're right. You know, it was funny, not funny, haha, but last year the Board of Supervisors tried to take away, with the exception of one, my supervisor, tried to take away the resource officers, which are police officers that are on these sites. And they were saying that there were certain, ready for this one, you'll understand this, I understood what they were saying, because there were certain groups of kids that see police officers as an offense, okay? They get nervous when they see police officers. You've got to be kidding me. Anyway, but these police officers, they're sheriffs. The kids love them. It's like Santa Claus when they show up, all right? And because that resource officer was less than a couple of minutes away, because, you know, he's on our campus, we were able to avert what could have been a really, really bad situation. But, hey, we don't want certain kids to feel bad, so we'll allow other kids to die. It's crazy. Just nuts the way these people think.
Well, a lot of things are deterrent. I mean, you know, especially if they see a figure in their visual, and right. the figure is a, you know, some sort of authority. That's what they don't want that. They want you to be walking around with a feather duster and probably a crossing guard outfit on. Stop. Now, you children, stop now. You know, the same way they have fooled a lot of these hoodwinked, a lot of these liberals, and a lot of white folks to think, like, okay, well, if you see him come down the side, walk on up. Don't walk on the other side, because that means that you're racist. If you walk on the other side of the street, walk on this side of the street so they can kill you. Or is it? Look, let me tell you something. These guys are a bunch of thugs, cowards, and animals. And it's real simple.
They are.
It's real simple. Yep. That's who they are. They're cowards and thugs, and that's what they do. And they take advantage of the system. And a lot of white folks, especially white liberals, are taught to, you know, this is what we have to do.
I'm Joe Mancini, your host. More with Corey Duncan. See, you can't make him stop when he's on a roll. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holding his first rally since the impeachment inquiry hearing getting underway. The president speaking in Bossier City, Louisiana. Another Democrat gets into the race for 2020, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, making a late entry. Patrick filing the day before the deadline in New Hampshire, the first primary state. Patrick posting this announcement video on his campaign website.
I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Come be a part of this.
In Santa Clarita, California, a student pulling a gun from his backpack 7:30 in the morning and opening fire, killing two students at Saugus High School, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. Then police say he uses the last bullet in his gun and shoots himself in the head on his 16th birthday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him back in because he is wound up, lit up, and ready to go. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week to kind of give you some insight onto what's really going on in the world. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Joe. Hey, loyal listeners and all of Joe's. Messina's supporters, I thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Thursday night. Well, it's just crazy. As unaccustomed as I am to public lynchings, you know, I heard something.
Oh, wait. You can't use the word lynch. That's politically incorrect.
Yeah. Well, see, you can already make me go there, master. You can already make me go there. No more seedless watermelons for me, right?
Yes, that's right. No more seedless watermelon for you. You got it. There you go.
Master, what am I going to do? No picking lettuce for you, damn sir. Me and my wife can't pick lettuce for you anymore.
Oh, God.
Anyway, let me get on. Because, you know, I love doing that because that irritates a lot of people. And we all know I'm like the teacher with the fingernails that go across the chart. But I love to irritate people. See, I can't be irritated because I am the king of being a public nuisance. And I know how to get under a lot of people's skin.
Yes,
they may
do.
Not want to show up, but I know how to get under your skin.
I got the email to prove it.
Trust me. What do you want? Like, what I will tell you is this. I used to pick up so many technicals playing basketball because I knew how to. I would talk about your mama. I talk about your grandmama. I didn't care as long as I got under your skin, and I would cause people to just play out. That's why I love basketball. That's why my children, to get it honest from me, the intensity and things like that. But I want to tell you something else that I'm quite intense and upset about. See, a lot of these problems stem from the conservative and the Republican Party. That's why I can't deal with neither one, Democrat or Republican, because the Republicans, a lot of these conservatives, you're the reason why all of this crap is happening in all of these cities around the country that's run by the liberals. And they're run by the liberals because the conservative party does not back each other. And the Tea Party is out. It's gone. But I'm going to tell you, because you had 15 people on running for office, and you had three conservatives that run for office. Let me ask you a question. How do you think that a lot of conservatives think that's going to make the vote be split in half and you have a bunch of Democrats, but it doesn't necessarily work like that. And that's why I say a lot of people do a lot of talking, but you know, I hear you say something that's so apparent here is that about getting involved and being active.
Mm-hmm.
Yours truly, I'm going to get involved and be active. I'm just not going to say right now how or when, but I can't wait. Because guess what? I have nothing to do with neither party, Democrat or Republican. I cannot wait. I'm not saying what, when, or where, but guess what? You'll see. I guarantee you. I promise you that. But there's a young lady, Miss, oh, my gracious. It burnt me up. Elijah Cummings' wife said, that, listen to this, you might want to hold on to something, Joe. You might want to brace yourself. She said that she was talking about the governor of Maryland, Governor Hogan. And Governor Hogan made a reference to President Reagan about something. I've been trying to get what it was we said. But anyway, to move on, make a long story short. She said that anybody that backed President Reagan must be a white nationalist. Called President Reagan a white nationalist. I went to the roof. I said, are you serious? Now, if you don't say that he had dementia or anything else or whatever, okay, I might have could have gone with that, because we know some little background stories about what was going on. But the thing with it is, if you call him a white nationalist, you said George Bush was a white nationalist or was Skull and Bones or this or that, I could have went along with that. You know, God bless him. God bless the family. They've done a lot for this country, you know, good and bad. But that's a story for another day. But the thing of it is that you call President Reagan a white nationalist, and even the Fox affiliate, who most of these Fox affiliates are liberals under the skin, even he said to her, do you think that was the right thing? He was pretty much saying to her, do you think that was the right thing to sit here and say on this interview? Like you know, he was trying to tell her, like, are you an idiot to say that? Because she thinks because her husband passed, and me and my husband were trying to fix up our debt, trying to help people in the district. I'm like, really? If that was the case, President Trump wouldn't have said that, Joe, that it was a rat-infested place, and that, because guess what? She's trying to play, and see, this is what happens when you allow people to look at optics of things and not go on the merit of the person and what are they advocating? What kind of solutions to the problems? And then she's a cancer survivor. So she's also playing that card, I sat and watched her do. And the woman announced her running, her campaign on a winding stairwell, and so standing there like she was somebody at a New Orleans you-know-what house stuff.
Hey, but wait a minute.
That's really classy.
But back
that's
up for
really
a second.
That's really classy.
Right, you got, here's the problem. You have those people in Baltimore, Chicago, and other places. As much as they complain about what's going on around them, right? They're still going to vote Dem. They don't care.
Right.
Because the Democrats are the only way to vote is Dem. And here's the funny thing about it. What was it, 2 months ago, 3 months ago? Who showed up in Baltimore to clean the place up? Who actually came and took away tons of garbage, tons of trash? It was a bunch of people, white people with MAGA hats on.
I'm gonna give you a solution to what the problem with this is, and I want everyone to tune. Uh-huh. I want everyone to take a minute and listen.
Am I gonna have to get off the air afterward?
This is what the problem. This is what the issue is. The issue is that these black politicians and these pro liberal about the young people. These young people, most of these young people, and I'm not gonna say all of them, but I'll say the majority of them in these cities are animals. They're cowards. the animals and the opportunists. And when you give a coward, an animal, and an opportunist the chance to do things, this is what happens. Mr. Brandon Scott, everyone look up this young man, Brandon Scott. He's the city council president in Baltimore City. He will not say anything wrong about nothing none of these young people do. Because you know why? I'm going to tell you what the problem is. The problem is all of this is political.
Yeah.
Because Mayor Young and a lot of these other politicians will not say anything about these young people because of why? I need you to vote for me. So if I come down on you, if I come down on these young people, they're not worried about the people my age. They're not worried about the people. Anyone over 30, they're not worried about. Trust me. They're worried about the young people, but the young people are the ones who are out here committing these vile crimes and these evil crimes, and they won't do anything about it, and they will not let law enforcement do their jobs. Some law enforcement officers are corrupt. I get it. I get that. But guess what? Guess what? These animals that are out here attacking people and and murdering people in the name of nothing need to be dealt with. And that's what the problem that why government is not doing anything. Because one, the people accept it. And two, they accept the answers from these idiots. And three, the politicians are not going to do anything because they need the young people to vote for them, the young black folks, and also the illegals that's here. So they're not going to touch them. There's your answer right there. So guess what? Guess what's the answer to that? Start getting out here, not getting on Facebook, going back and forth with Democrats. Why? Okay, I got 10 people to be Republican. No, how about let's get them to vote? If you can vote and get these people out of office, Conservative Party, Facebookers, people that's on there claiming that, like, they the biggest thing since Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
How about you start getting these people to vote? Why don't you get a voter registration drive started? Instead of I'm coming to your city, come out and meet me. Come out and meet you for what?
You can't.
For what?
You're not doing anything. No. Wait a minute. You can't just register people to vote. You can't just get them to come out and vote. You've got to give them something to vote for. We don't do that.
If you got 5,000 followers on Facebook,
they're gonna cut you off.
Something.
I'm gonna cut you off. Joe Mazzini, your host, just in the real side. We'll be back in a minute with Corey Duncan. I think he's still talking. I'll let you know in a minute. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
We are back.
Baby,
always a pleasure to have pleasure. Pleasure. It's always pleasure. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. Okay, Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time he spends with us on the air. And Corey, thanks for being with me today. I really do appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for having me, and I want to thank all the loyal listeners and everyone that's tuned in tonight all across the United States. Wherever you are, God bless you. Let's continue to pray for all the families and the situation that's out in California. Just everyone just need to continue to pray for each other, because we're living in vile and wicked times, very evil people that's out here. And, you know, it's sad. Just not counting just California, just like Baltimore City, 300 murders, and then you got all these people that's, you know, being kidnapped and missing around the United States, and there's an answer to that also. or whatever. You just have to go look for it yourself, because I'm not going to get that answer, because I don't want no one to say that I'm just reaching or whatever. Right. But there's a lot of things that's going on out here in this world that's very, very vile and evil. But what I will say once again to everyone that wants to live, you know, in the good ship lollipop world, we have to all be vigilant, the rest of this year, because we know the holidays are coming up, and there's a lot of these predators that's out here. So let's just continue to watch out for each other. And when you come out packing.
Now, Corey, you're younger than I am, but you're not that much younger than I am. And I was telling somebody today, I said, listen, in the 70s, why didn't we worry about this? In the 80s, we didn't worry about this. I mean, when we got mad at each other, when we got upset about something, we either beat the tar out of each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. But I don't know about you, but I never, in all the fights I got into, I never once thought about going to get a gun and going to shoot anybody, whether at school or at the pizza shop. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's because the level of the male... the level of male back then was different. The male now does not even know how to fight. There's a lot of these, there's a lot of these guys that walk around, they can't even change a tire, let alone put up there, let's go knocking, you know, the best man wins. I prefer the knocking, because, I don't have a problem with that. You know, I gave a lot of, you know, tail whippings in my time, I took some. It was when I was very young, and I was just thrown to the wolves. But guess what? My mother always told me. She said, see those two things you had, them two soup bones. She's like, guess what? When you start nailing and wailing on them, and you know, after the first time, I'm gonna tell you a true story. You know, after I, you know, got me a couple of knockouts in, I was like, hey, this is kind of fun and stuff. You know, because it's always the small person that try to come pick on me, the big person. Like, you know, they want to make a name for themselves. And I'm like, I don't know, problem. Because see, Muhammad Ali came out with something called the jab. And see, if I keep you, see, I have the reach of a 7 foot person on a 6'6" person. So guess what? You're not gonna get that close, because every time you get close, I'm gonna swell it out. See, I told you I'm from the hood. I'm a nice guy. I got class. I got charisma. But I'm from the hood, and I understand survival. And see, what these young men is, they don't understand survival, because a lot of them are pansexuals. A lot of them are teeter-totty. You can just tell by the criminal crimes and some of the things that they do that they're not all the way developed as a man. They still are a boy trying to find himself into being a man. And a lot of them, you know, walk around their pants hanging out their behinds. You got a couple of older guys that walk around like that. And that seems to be the thrill, is that if I lose, I'll come back and kill you or your family. And, you know, they do things with your back turned and stuff. That's what I tell a lot of people. When you get into things with these young people, you're probably going to have to get rid of, you're probably going to have to do away with them or do them. And I'm not saying that you should do something like that before somebody go out there running their mouth about what I said. You know, I want to say something else real quick. Somebody else will tell me, you should watch what you say, because if you ever run for office or this, I wouldn't give a rat's behind. You can tell, you can play these tapes back. If I ever chose to run for office, you can play them back. That's okay, because guess what? Guess what? I believe in being real about things, and I'm not going to sit up and talk out my nose or read the status quo or hold a Bible. And, you know, because all of us are supposed to have our own relationship with the Lord, because I don't come in here, God this, God that, and I'm going to, and I'm also sanctified or whatever. Nah, man, I'm not sanctified at all. I got my relationship with God, so you make your, you do, and stop sitting up judging me or whatever. Because you got a lot of people that listen to you, they think that they should get, they think that they're in line to judge people or whatever. But to get back online, what I was talking about, it's because because no one wants to take a tail whipping no more. No one wants to take a tail whipping. So everyone, when I lose, I'm going to pick up a gun and I'm going to do something. And these things are happening at these schools. I ask everyone, as I ask everyone about anything that happens of this magnitude, wait till you get all the information before you start running your mouth. Especially these Facebook people that get on and they had their little fan base and stuff like that. Why don't you wait until you get all the facts then don't speculate, because when you assume and speculate, you look stupid. So please, if you want to be as educated and as intelligent as you think that you are, why don't you wait till you get all of the story first? Because that's what I always do. I don't just jump the gun. I don't jump the gun. Now, if you take a stick, your foot in your mouth like what Mary Young did the other day, then I'm going to ride you. I'm going to get you. I'm trying to tell you. That's the great thing about not being on Facebook and not being caught up in this pundit stuff or whatever. I can sit back and I can watch all these idiots sit up and I'm just like, look at this. Look at it. You don't even have the story right or whatever. Or they try to get in touch with someone that live in the area who probably, you know, all they do is sit home and sit home all day long and eat bonbons and watch Judge Judy. So, you know, I don't worry about that. But I'm going to tell you, that's what the prominent issue is in this world. The prominent issue in this world is the fact that you have a lot of people that's you know, they got a lot of hell in them, Joe. To be simple, they have a lot of hell in them. And, you know, we need to get back to old school.
Well, see, I keep telling people, and they get crazy with me, you know, especially my friends who are not God-minded, if you would. It doesn't matter whether you're God-minded or not. Why don't you just look at it a different way? See, I think this is a spiritual battle that we have going on. I truly believe that, right?
But
most people who don't believe in God, I go, okay, then flip it. It's a battle between good and evil. It is definitely a battle between right and wrong. Get it through your head. And until you decide to start fighting in a guerrilla warfare type of scenario, you're going to lose. They're going to keep trying
That's why they're winning. That's why they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's why evil is winning. That's why the liberals have won for so long, and so many people like myself have switched over to being independent, because the Conservative Party and the Republican Party set up, and they allowed these people to get in office 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and they allowed these people to get in office. Hey, look, the last charge we had was with the real Tea Party, the real people that were grassroots conservatives, and they got into office, and they got a little fame, and then you got some other ones that got their little shot, and they had some people back them. Now, all of a sudden, they're the same as the left. They're the same as the left.
Yeah. No,
they don't think that they are.
No, I was with a friend of mine the other day, and he said, we were talking, and he said at one point he felt like he had to say to me, so you've been fighting like this for years. You've been doing A, B, and C for years. Maybe you're just not doing it the right way. And I said,
right.
No, maybe the people who were supposed to step up and help me aren't doing their job. Because I've made some headway, and I can prove it.
Hey.
But some of you lukewarm guys, you've made no headway. You're exactly where you were 10 years ago, spiritually and, you know, as leaders in the community. So if you haven't got people trying
preach.
To find you to throw stones at you,
preach.
You ain't doing nothing.
Preach.
How you like
preach. That? Preach. I'm trying to tell you, I don't have nothing to say. I mean, you know, it's not very many times I'm speechless, but guess what?
No, not
you. Right on the head. Yeah. Well, I'm speechless sometimes, but I'm not speechless about stuff where I see where people are doing things and they're claiming that they're doing so much and they're doing nothing.
Okay.
Like I said again, you're on Facebook and you got 5 and 10,000 of your groupies. Why aren't y'all doing anything? You got all of these, people that are these pro-fam groupies, or these people that tired of these people are systematically because of either finance, or they're just into them so much that they get moist when people say stuff about them. Well, I'll tell you what, you want to shut my mouth up? How about you and your groupies do something like with me and Anna and Joe and Cleveland A. Rhodes and a lot of other people around the country that are actually doing something and putting their money where them, putting their mouth where the money is and the money where their mouth is, and they doing something about it instead of sitting up talking about a problem and you don't have a solution. www.conservativegen.com. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. Next hour, we're going to talk about the shooting in California near me, and we're going to bring on Dr. Bridget to talk about the mental health of these kind of scenarios. Really, what is at the center of these problems? You know, the thing that nobody wants to talk about. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.